Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Every team lifts. Every team trains, every team conditions, every team prepares. It's not that you do those things. It's at what standards you do those things that matter the most. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Adam Carriker Show. My enamoration, don't know if that's a word, but it is now, at least for the past 5 seconds, it was my enamoration of the college football playoff and how it could potentially be structured has been well noted ever since I was 9 years old. So we'll get back to that later in the show. We will play that Trey Taylor clip here in a second, but you had some stuff off the textual line. What you got there, Jackson?
Yeah. Earthquake Glue, back again, says, in fairness, Texas was inside of the Ohio State University's 10-yard line down seven late, before Ohio State had the sack/strip return for a touchdown. That's a good point.
Facts.
Forgot about that.
Facts. The fact is they still won by 2 touchdowns.
This is a very good point.
He makes a great point.
Jack Sawyer, right?
strip sack fumble return for a touchdown on his former roommate known as Quinn Ewers. So, yeah, he makes a great point. That could have gone a different way. It didn't.
And then we got, why not play a play-in game for bubble playoff teams when the best teams are playing an extra game for their conference championship?
So hold on. Repeat that.
Why not play a play-in game for bubble playoff teams when the best teams are playing an extra game for their conference championship?
Isn't that the model we've discussed?
That's what I thought, with the play-ins. Yeah.
So just to be clear, the model that we've discussed, all right, ACC Big 12, 1 seed plays 4, winner in, loser out, 2 seed plays host. 3 seed winner in, loser out. That's ACC Big 12. Big 10 SEC, they would have 6 teams vying for 4 spots. The top 2 would play in a actual conference title game. The winner in my 14-team automatic qualifier model would get probably one of the top 2 overall seeds in a first-round bye. So winning conference title is actually a good thing. It's something that you want. The loser's still in, but you don't know where you're going to be seated. And then 3 would host 6, winner in, loser out. 4 would host 5, winner in, loser out. That's the model that we've discussed. Now, if he's referencing something different, let me know. Maybe that's what he was talking about.
Yeah, let us know. And then we have Dave Braska. And he said, clarifying the soccer talk that we were talking about. He said, in soccer, the bottom 3 move down in each division.
Okay.
Then from the division below, the top 2 move up. And then the next 4 do a playoff for that 3rd spot to move up.
Okay, I like that. I don't hate that. I don't hate the idea of promotion and I think it's relegation when you go down. I could be wrong. I hope I'm saying that right. Soccer lingo. My wife would know in a heartbeat. I have no problem with that. No. I mean, what if the top 3 G5 schools every year replaced like the 3 worst Power 4 schools every year? I mean, I'm just saying we could go all sorts of sideways till Sunday with this thing. I'm all for competition and things of that nature. So I'm good with whatever. I don't hate that idea. Appreciate the clarification. All right. The Trey Taylor clip. You got it ready, my friend?
It is ready to go.
So he is very high on Nebraska, obviously strongly committed, made that clear several times. He's out here peer recruiting. Big week, big weekend, big day tomorrow for recruiting, peer recruiting. Trey Taylor is out here doing his thing. He is very high, very optimistic. Very high, very optimistic on the potential big-time future in Nebraska football. Go ahead and roll it. So you talk about a lot more positive things coming beyond even what people can see. What makes you feel that way and so confident that way? Because obviously we love to hear that, but what makes you feel that way?
I mean, I'm around it to see what's coming in the near future. I've been who they're getting recruits, and Dylan is progressing, and you know, how much everything is just really coming together. And like people say, I mean, Coach Rule, it's his third year, and this is really his team. And all the kids he wants here. So you just see.
So the audio kind of went out there at the end. All right. What are your thoughts when you hear that, Jackson?
I think he makes a great point. Like, this is Matt Rule's team. I think a lot of people kind of like have forgotten about that. We talk a lot about year three Matt Rule because obviously at his past two stops in college football, that's been like the year that he truly flips the script on the rebuild per se. But like here, it's felt different because he's like, I'm not like year three is just the beginning. Like he plans to be here for a very long time. And I totally back and believe him, whatever you want to call it. But yeah, this is his own team now. Like when he first got here, okay, he's got some guys that he did not recruit. He's able to do some stuff in the portal. But now he's like really got a good amount of, you know, underclassmen that he's recruited himself. He's got a lot of transfers that he's brought in himself with his staff. So this is really his team going into year three. It feels like from year one to year two, now going into year three, it really feels like this is a Matt Rule-led program.
So I agree with you. So before, I've got a list of things here that I'm going to go down as to why I agree with Trey. But we always try to look at the whole picture, not just the corner of the picture that we like or that looks the best. So before I go down this list, I'm just going to throw out a couple of other things real quick just to keep the full scope of things, keep things in full perspective. I'm drinking the Kool-Aid just like anyone else. I'm sipping it right now. I'm waiting to down it, but I'm sipping it right now. So just keep in mind, the Big Ten's a little bit different than the AAC, and with all due respect to the Big 12, even when Texas and Oklahoma were in it, okay, it's a little bit different. College football is insanely different, all right, than it was just 5 years ago. And obviously, Rule was out of it for a little bit with Carolina, not a long time. At his other stops, he played younger players a little bit more than he did here. And so they had that experience by year three. Now, when you got guys like Ty and Nash and some of these other guys, you're going to play them, okay? But for me, I just try to keep everything in mind. Not everything is cookie cutter the exact same. Why do I agree with Trey, though, as an overall whole? It is year two for Dylan. When I chatted with Grant Wistrom, I think it was January, February, he said,
summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Your year one to year two in college is usually the year you make the biggest leap because you now know the schedule, you know what's expected, you know what college life is like, you're settled in, you gotten to know people, you know the expectations, you know the routine. Like now, instead of learning everything, you know all the expectations. Now you're just getting better. I'll tell you right now, my biggest jump was year one to year two for me personally. As a true freshman to a redshirt freshman, Adam Carricker on the football field was a completely different person. All right. So I can personally relate to that as well. Grant said that's how he felt. And so it's fair to expect, like, when I look at the team as a whole, I want steady progress in the right direction. I think when you look at Dylan, I think that's, I haven't used the word jump for me at all this offseason. I brought it up because Rules brought it up and because other people bring it up as well. I've never used the word jump when it comes to any particular player or this team. I just want us to see us going in the right direction. Like if we seriously finished the year 8-4 and went to an even better bowl game next year, hopefully win the bowl game, but just start with that, I'd say it's a success. Let's keep going in the right direction. I'd be okay with that. Because of some of the things that I outlined, they're a little bit different. As long as we're going the right direction, we're going to get there. If we get a jump, oh, God, that'd be great. The one person I look at and I'm like, it's reasonable to expect a jump is Dylan. It's reasonable to expect a jump because the talent is there, the ability is there, the expectations have been there. But I've been the guy kind of pulling certain folks back. No, he's a teenager. No, he's a true freshman. No, just you can't speed up the clock. He's got to go through the process. Like, well, now he's been through a good portion of the process. Again, let me repeat. Played more snaps, threw more passes than any other true freshman quarterback in the entire country last year. He has as much or more experience than any other freshman player coming back as a sophomore in the country now. So it is fair to expect a jump. Now, am I saying All-American, Heisman? No, I'm not. We'll talk about that a year from now. For now, I do think it's fair to expect a year one to year two noticeable increase in effectiveness and play from Dylan. You look at year three under Rhule. I mean, he consistently, in his first year, he's always under 500. Consistent everywhere he goes. In fact, he was closer to being 500 here than he was at Temple and Baylor combined. Right? He had 5 wins his first year here. He had 3 combined at Temple and Baylor. So he had a better starting position here than he did at his previous spots. Year two, everywhere he goes, they're about 6 wins, 7 wins, go to a bowl game, win a bowl game, did it here again. All right, year three is when a coach truly has his players, his culture. When Mike Eckler got here, the first thing he talked about, and some people are just worn out on the word culture. That is, to me, the C word is committee. To other people, it's culture because they're so sick and tired of hearing about it, and we frankly have not seen it come to fruition at Nebraska in far too long. But he's like, man, there is a culture. Like, that was the first thing he said. There is a culture here. Like, there is leadership, there is culture, there is accountability, there is all these things. He said it completely unprompted, by the way. So when you look at Matt Rhule, again, every guy he's coached has been his player in some way, shape, or form. But every guy that's playing this year are truly his guys, his players, from day one since he's been here. They've been here, and some guys are coming through the transfer portal, whatever their day one was, but they're here because Rhule chose them to be here, if that makes sense. Every guy he's coached has been a Matt Rhule guy, at least to a degree, but he chose these guys to be here specifically. Not an indictment on anyone from the past, more just a statement of fact on what's going on right now and heading into the future. And so that year three is where he typically makes his biggest and noticeable improvement. Now, when you look at this team specifically, other Big Ten coaches have pointed out some of the offseason moves. Dana Holgorsen is the OC. Is going to be a big step in the right direction, especially having a full offseason to work with the offense, not just, you know, come in here for a bye week and we'll name you the OC right before the USC game, you know, and kind of figure it out as we go along the last month of the year. Got a full offseason. Eckler at special teams is going to be a big time upgrade. I think defense, I think it's fair to expect them to look relatively similar. There's probably going to be some variation or differences. But for me, you look at the upgrades in the coaching staff, you look at the roster. I didn't say this first. It was the anonymous Big Ten coach that we talked about the other day. Said this may be the most talented roster Nebraska's had in quite a while. Like, you look at it on paper.
Yeah.
I would agree with that.
1,000%.
Are there question marks still? Yeah, absolutely. As far as pure talent, athleticism, and I've used the word explosiveness to describe the second level of our defense, which has always been weird to me, but they are just explosive. Like, on paper, the most talented roster we've had in a while. I have schedule written down here. If you noticed, I took a deep sigh because we know how the schedule talk went last offseason. Again, I'll point it out again. Who would have ever thought Indiana would be Indiana, Illinois would be Illinois, and then Wisconsin and Iowa would be struggling the way they would at the end? You look at this year's schedule, I do think right now, the way it appears, it's a little bit more daunting than last year, but it is not a murderer's row. Schedule. There are very winnable games on there. We'll see what actually happens and who these teams actually are when they roll out on the field. Starting with Cincinnati game one. This is a team that's going to look incredibly different than they did a year ago. We're going to look a lot different than we did a year ago. Don't forget, top 20 recruiting class signed last December. Top 5 transfer portal class we have here at Nebraska. I look at the schedule. We don't know exactly how difficult or not difficult it's going to be. But when I look at it, I can say this. It's not full of cupcakes. It's not a bakery. It's also not a murderer's row. And so, ergo, it should be manageable for a team with good talent and good coaching. And we'll see what manageable comes out to be. 7 wins, 9, 8, 10, hopefully not 6. We don't know. For me, it's somewhere, probably realistically, somewhere between 7 and 9 wins. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, is there anything off the text line?
There is not.
There is not. So if you got thoughts on what I just said, Jackson had to say, go ahead, text in your responses. Let us know. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.